You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
This is Haley.
And you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, updates, sometimes some anime, never Genshin Impact because I don't even know why I should bring that up. And yeah, we have a lot of stuff to kind of cover today, including we're going to be talking about Akkes and Saseng, which are the more extreme sides of like extreme stands, right. I guess. Because, I mean, I don't even know if we should call them fans at this point.
Nope.
They don't deserve it. They're extremists on different sides of stands. So, yes, Akke and Saseng. Mm-hmm. And then we also have some more stuff, just like random news, including we'll be talking about John Somi. Of course, we're going to be talking about Jungkookie because he had his song release.
He did.
And it is totally viral and everywhere right
yes,
now.
Yes, it is.
For a very different reasons and good and bad. Actually, not bad. All of them good, but some of them are really funny.
Yes.
And
good and funny reasons.
And of course, the reason why we're going to bring up Akke and Saseng is because of Stray Kids. So, of course, some Stray Kids talk. New Jeans, a little bit of IVE, some Super Junior. Let's get started. If everyone here has never listened to this podcast, we are the Permission to Stand podcast. We are available on all streaming platforms, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, Stitcher, pretty much everywhere, and Spotify, of course. And Haley, can you give us some information about our social media stuff? Because they can definitely find some cool stuff there. And what can they find, too?
You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. And right now, I think it's just a bunch of Twice videos still, right?
I think so. Mm-hmm. And you could also hit us up in the DMs. A lot of a lot of people have been commenting and just making small talk with us. We always enjoy replying back and reading your comments and feedback. And because, of course, we all enjoy the same thing, which is K-pop, which is why we're all here together. And we were all together, most of us at least, all our fellow engines, in trying to get Enhypen tickets. And me and Haley did not get tickets, and there was still some available.
Yeah, there was still VIP.
There was even, VIP. Yeah. The thing is, like, the site for, because they did it, I think Ticketmaster was there for certain cities.
Yeah.
But for here in California, Southern California, The closest one for us is Carson, which is near Torrance.
Yes.
It was through Access or AXS.
Right.
And it's been a while since, obviously, we have to deal with it with KCON, but dealing with it where you can actually pick seats this time.
This was like the first time.
Like you could actually pick seats like right off the bat. That we're not used to it. Maybe some people have already seen this, but it's like it's worse than Ticketmaster in terms of like just like how it functions. Like even on the app. The app is like probably even worse than the browser. Like it was like every time I tried to tap and grab specific seats, it's like I couldn't untap it. It was hard to navigate and move around. It kept like I don't know, it was horrible.
Right. As much as we hate on Ticketmaster for just for like the prices and stuff like that and scalpers, but then the actual like buying ticket process is a lot smoother than AXS.
Yeah, like after trying AXS for this one, I was like, oh, okay, I miss you, Ticketmaster.
Because like it was saying like certain tickets were still there, and then even when I refreshed the map, it was still showing that it was there. So like I don't know if it was just like lagging.
And you know it's not there because when you try to check out, or
it says it's not. They're like, not these available. Tickets aren't available. So I'm like, why is it still there?
So hopefully a lot of engines got their seats. There were a fair amount of
there's still a lot left actually.
VIP seats too that were available. There was a lot. They didn't pull up. Like, I still think of Espa. Espa's was weird. Like, the floor was a mix of, like, VIP, non-VIP, and, like, official platinums. Not to mention, for Espa, yeah, they've been adding random tickets, too. Like, just like we always assume now at this point that Ticketmaster does. So, in the end, still, yeah, screw Ticketmaster because of that. But,
noticed that AXS also has their own official platinum.
That is true. Okay,
you have a point. Which I've never seen before.
It was AXS or Access Premium. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So and the price was like double.
It was basically official platinum prices. Yeah. But thankfully, like, they didn't take like the ridiculous seats. No. You know how like Ticketmaster takes like the really good seats for themselves, which is crazy. Like most of the good seats this time. But it's there. I mean, because it's like crazy because once you're like selecting a ticket and it like the standard one is like one row behind it.
Yeah.
The standard one is like, what, $80, $79 something. Mm-hmm. And literally one row in front, which is the Access Premium, is like 300.
Yeah, I saw one for like 500. I was like, what is this?
What the fuck?
May as well just get VIP.
The VIP is like 300 or something. Like, it's like, might as well. Yeah, just get that. And there was a bunch of VIP, even when we gave. Well, I guess I don't want to say gave up, because I don't even feel like we just wanted to kind of look and see.
Yeah, I wasn't. I don't know if I was like 100% thinking of going, but I was just like, I want to see. And then I totally forgot.
I mean, we had a taste. Dropped. We had a taste of them during KCON too.
I like their song.
I do like their song. The music is good. We watched Island, so I mean, it's not like we're. It's just. We'll see. I mean, we might end up still getting tickets. We don't know.
Right. Yeah. Because it's not until October, I think.
So it's gonna be a while.
Actual concert. Yeah.
And yeah, well, that's it. So hopefully everyone got their stuff. And yeah, this is the first time actually getting tickets for us on AXS. So that it was. It's good to know for future reference, like when you have the ability to select tickets.
But
it's
I'm
definitely
glad
better
that
on browser.
They put it in. I'd rather be able to select my tickets than just go blindly.
Easily. It's in the arena is huge. Like
it
the venue is
really
pretty big.
I think it's the Dignity Health.
It's an outdoor
venue.
Stadium too. I think like think of like BMO, maybe even a little bigger than BMO. So it's pretty big. That's why I'm like, wow, and hype, and they just threw them out straight like into like huge stadium, so cool.
But, I mean, it's an upgrade. Oh, no, wait. Their very first one was, like, a small venue.
It was
and
tiny.
Then they were, where were they?
I forgot.
Farm, I think. Yeah, Farm, and then now they're
finally
at
the
venue.
Stadium.
But I think they're only doing one date here in L. Oh,
well, then again, like, it didn't even sell out, remember?
Yeah,
like, there's still a bunch of tickets still.
Exactly.
So.
That's still a lot.
It's still not, obviously, BTS and Stray Kids. Well, Stray Kids, we don't. No, well,
no.
BMO, that's true. BMO Stadium counts. Yeah, so them twice. Stray Kids, Blackpink, twice, BTS. Like, are the ones in the U.S. that have, like, sold out stadiums. Like, outdoor stadiums.
Right.
So, we'll see who number five will be. My money's on one day NewJeans, but that's a long way ahead. But I'm sure guy groups, too, like TXT's. Actually, TXT's getting pretty.
Yeah,
right?
They sold out BMO.
So it's getting there, like K-pop in general, because a lot of people, especially scalpers, understand. Some of them don't understand, like, specific artists, like, you know, you can't really scalp as much, so
right.
Let's hope that kind of prevents them from buying like everything, and let them learn them the hard way, aka look at Espa, like right now, to be honest. And let's see, John Somi, who should have possibly been added to KCON. I really think
I'm actually surprised she wasn't. She should have.
I think she would have been great for KCON.
Hello, she speaks English.
Not, yeah,
she could have been the host.
She can't, like, yeah, you know what? That's a good point. I didn't even think of that. Mm. She could have been a perfect host for one of the days that she would have been there. I mean, she was supposed to be in camp. This would have been like her, at least like her chance to finally be here in LA to perform. She has ultimately in August also will be having a comeback, which they're working on. Final fuckingly.
If it, when was like the last time she it was had XO, like 2 years?
Yeah,
3 years?
I think almost. It's 2 years, I believe. 2021, I think.
Oh, okay.
But like, it just shows like how like in that time span, even twice, they renewed their contract and had like how many albums?
Yeah.
That's just four, you know, albums. JYP is crazy. That doesn't even include the Japan albums because their Japanese albums are like a little different. Also, they have different songs. Not even in the Korean like albums and regular albums.
Yeah, I think Stray Kids had four albums within that time. Maybe
so
five.
Yeah, again, this is YG. So there you go, Black Label. We shouldn't all be surprised. That surprised. We already talked about the statistics from last episode about Blackpink, how much they like released. And John Somi. So yeah, she's finally been working on it. I wish she was going to be in KCON. She's also going to be with Yunbi and Stacy Girls, baby. And they're going to be in Knowing Bros. And if you're not too familiar with Knowing Bros, they're that variety show that usually takes place in like, it's like a classroom setting.
Yeah.
And they do like all these different types of, I don't know, challenges.
Activities, yeah. Funny stuff usually.
So it's entertaining and there's a lot of Knowing Bros episodes even for like a lot of our OG groups and everything. So if you want to check it out and you haven't, there's like twice episodes and there's like so much fun like episodes for a lot of different artists. I remember Blackpink, Le Sserafim.
Isn't Stacy having a comeback too?
Yes, they are scheduled for a comeback, I believe.
I think next. Yeah, August as in, well, I think.
There's going to be a lot like July, end of July, cuz I mean, we'll be talking about it too, like NewJeans is the obvious one and then like even ITZY's ending right at the end of July. Then yeah, like it's going to be a lot of comebacks in August as well. We'll probably get more details for dates and everything as it gets closer since we're only halfway through July right now.
Almost the end, I feel like.
It does feel like it. It's moving pretty fast. That means KCON is coming up for us too, so.
In like a month.
I mean, that's not even a discussion
actually,
topic.
Actually, this time next month. I mean, it is a month from now.
Yes.
Today, yeah. Exactly a month.
Oh.
That'll be KCON. It's July.
Oh, from when we're recording right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it, what's the dates again?
It's 18, 19, and 20.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, there you go. A month from KCON. And, I mean, KCON even has its own problems at the moment right now. We won't talk too much about it, but if you know, you know. Let's see. Super Junior. So, Donghae, Yoonhyuk, and Kyuhyun, they left SM Entertainment. And even Donghae and Yoonhyuk are going to be making their own label. And then Kyuhyun is going to sign with Antenna? I don't even know who that is.
Antenna? Is that a company, probably?
Well, I would assume.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's not surprising. I feel like they've been around for a long time already.
That's true. I mean, they're the OGs.
Yeah, and then if you guys remember Kyuhyun, he was actually from Singles Inferno, if you guys watched. He was one of the hosts.
I was going to say, he wasn't one of the people in
he was hosting. When we watched it, I was like, wait, what is he doing here? He's hosting Singles Inferno.
And I was like, man, that guy has really big ears.
Oh my God.
He has these big ears.
I mean,
it's not like, I'm just pointing a fact out.
No, yeah, just like Danielle.
Danielle has pretty big ears. They actually like, you can see it more whenever like they style her hair back, but she has big ears, but I think Kyuhyun is like
I never noticed it before though.
It's pretty big.
To be honest.
But yeah, I when Haley's like, oh, he's gonna be like, he's on Singles Inferno, I was thinking he's like one of these ripped young dudes, because Haley mentioned he's actually the Mangnae
of Super Junior.
Exactly. So I was like, oh. And I was waiting for it then, and I just see this dude with big ears. He was nice, though. He's cool. I like him.
He's really nice.
He's a cool host.
Yeah, so he was very, very emotional, I feel like. He was, like, crying sometimes.
And he was, like, very into it, making, like, all these, like, he's, like, fantasizing and romanticizing.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. Like, if you watched Singles Inferno, which was another, like, Korean
reality
show.
Dating reality show.
You throw a bunch of hot Koreans onto an island. And that's basically it. It's like a survival.
It's like Love Island.
It's a love survival. Yeah. We're not even the survival. It's like one of those, those like dating matching where they go to an island, another like cool hotel.
Right.
For the night if they match up. And there's like a lot of interesting stuff. It's a good trash show to watch.
It is.
So that's pretty entertaining too. If you haven't checked out Singles Inferno, the first season was pretty good, but the second season's way better. I would just recommend just watching the second season. You don't even have to watch the first season, to be honest. Yeah. Second season has like more memorable people and like the cast is better.
Right.
And better looking too. So and then like it's like all of these people are like crazy. Like they're like very interesting and obviously they're going to look hot and they look good. But it's like they actually have like interesting backgrounds. Like one guy was like a plastic surgeon.
Right.
One was like this top class pianist. Like all these like crazy things. Like it's not like they just grab random hot people.
Yeah,
they have
to like have a fairly interesting background.
Yes.
I think.
And then it's a really good show. So there's our advertisement for Singles Inferno, I guess. Are they considered cast? The cast of Single Inferno? Because they're not.
Yeah, they're a cast.
Okay, so one of them. Like, whom I and Haley, like, our other friends are, like, huge fans of.
I feel like everybody liked her, except for the people on Singles Inferno.
I don't get
for
it.
For no
what a
good reason.
It's a travesty on that show
and
that
really
no one chose her.
I think it was because she was not light-skinned.
Like, because she's extra tan?
She doesn't look like a typical, like, you know, those tiny, cute, pale, innocent-looking Korean girls that I guess that's most guys' type in Korea.
I like that, too, but, man, she's, like, Sejong, right?
Yeah, Sejong, but
she's
I feel like she would be more more popular globally.
She like, just because I follow, she's one of the few people I follow from Singles Inferno, and she, like, posted a dance challenge, like, she did Le Sserafim.
Yeah, she did.
Like, everyone's doing Le Sserafim. Boom, boom, everyone's doing, what is it,
The Eve, the Psyche.
And the Bluebeard's wife. Yeah, so she did that too. And man, I was just thinking like, fools. All those guys are fools out there that didn't choose her.
What a waste.
Super waste. And then, let's see. I think, okay, so we talked John Sum. We talked Super Junior because of Kyuhyun's ears. NewJeans did finally release another song. Because, I mean, we already had two, like, we've been getting fed well as bunnies. Like, we got
really
two music
like
videos.
They're promoting them really well.
Super Shy and NewJeans, like, the actual name.
Yeah.
That came out last week, and this week we got the other title track that we have been talking about, Cool With You.
Yes.
And they even had, like, it was, like, two music videos, like, an A and a B side, kind of,
like
reminiscent
Ditto.
Of Ditto. And the thing with that, I think side B did have a little snippet of Get Up, which is going to be the name, which is also the name of the album, but also I think the last track on the album. So you
got
to
see. Is that
the
one that we got like a small?
It's a very small snippet at the
end.
And
then a lot of people, no, but like a lot of people have been using that sound on TikTok.
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's called Get Up. So I think it's from that specific song. But people have been using it already because they showed like a small snippet and people have been using it on reels and TikToks.
I don't know.
It's called Get Up.
I'm not as jive as you are.
I just knocked the mic.
Yeah, because Haley's just so big and brawny, like hitting everything. Everywhere she moves and hits, gets hit. Yeah, so I have no idea, but I do like what I hear. And the coolest part, okay, so first off, Adore, which is, you know, the company under HYBE that's in charge of NewJeans,
right,
their label, mentioned that they're going to be having two stars guest starring or like showing up in the music videos.
Yes.
One reportedly was Hoyeon. Everyone knows Hoyeon because everyone has watched
Squid Game.
Has watched Squid Game.
Yes.
She's like the main heroine.
Yes.
So Hoyeon is, and she's also best friends, BFFs with Jennie.
Yes.
So shout out to our girl Hoyeon. She was reported to be in it, and also Taehyung, Yes, V from BTS.
Where did that even come from? Like, whose sources
were
these?
There was like three. It was crazy because there was like three different outlets. Half of it is right.
Yeah.
Because I watched them like in the morning when it came out and I was trying to see if I saw Tae anywhere. I did not see Tae anywhere.
He's not in it.
He's definitely not in it. But Hoyeon is like the main heroine in both videos.
Yeah, she's the...
So you see her the whole time. Yeah,
main
so
character.
She's a character that you'll be watching and it's... Oh, you know what? Like, I liked the song a lot. First, like, I think it's one of those songs where, like, I have to listen to it more to really like it.
It's more chill.
Because it's more chill compared to, like, especially because we just had Super Shy and New Jeans.
Super Shy is upbeat.
But the thing with Cool With You, it's really cool that Danielle was one of the main producers for it. So, it's really cool to see that, you know, they're already getting involved in the production. Because I think, like, even, like, Honey is going to be, like, and Hane is even, like, part of the team for some of the other songs on this album. So it's going to be cool to see, like, when we get the albums finally. Not only am I going to be wearing my cool purses, but I'm going to be able to see, like, you know, the producers for each track, like the track lists. So I'm excited to check
that
out.
So you know how there's an A side and a B side?
Yes, I do.
What is your interpretation of what was going on in the music video? Like, the first one, it seemed
like
she was...
like an assassin.
Was...
No, I'm just kidding. No,
like, was... Because, like, was she not being seen
I don't
by those
think
other
so.
People? Like,
no.
Is she not there?
Yeah, I think that's
like,
probably what
dead?
It is.
Like, is she dead? Like, what is going on?
No, I don't think she's... I don't know.
And then
the second one...
Like, she was there, and obviously with the boy, but then, like, at the end, the other guest star...
That was interesting, all the other people that, like, were down the street, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how to interpret this. Ditto and OMG were... not OMG, but just Ditto and Side A and Side B were interesting on its own already. So,
yeah.
I mean, I only watched it once, so I need to probably watch it a few more times to kind
because
of get
then,
it.
The other guest star was the guy from Shang-Chi.
Oh, yeah. I forgot his name.
Tony Leung? Leung? I don't know how to pronounce it.
Close.
But then
we'll just say Tony.
But then, like, he was staring at her from across...
From... Yeah.
But then what?
I don't know.
I mean... I couldn't understand what was going on. Like, what was his purpose in the music video?
I'm sure.
If someone
it's
can
out
please
there.
Give me the theories, or like, I'll probably look it up after because I was like interested. I was like, what is going on exactly though? Because she could obviously see New Jeans.
Yeah.
Like, she kept looking at
it's
them.
It's interesting how, like, it's
and
funny.
And they kept looking at her.
It's funny and interesting how New Jeans for Ditto and for this, they're like some type of like. Only, like, the main character can see them.
Yeah.
Like, they all...
Are they
it's like,
ghosts?
I don't know.
Are
it's
they
interesting.
A figment
are they,
of their imagination?
Are they spirits?
Yeah.
Like, we don't know. So that's another interesting topic, because it could possibly tie in the same universe, right? Because now that we have that idea of, like, they can only be seen by, like, the certain... Like, one specific person.
Yeah.
So,
like, yeah,
we'll
I didn't know what was going on.
But I only watched it once. Maybe if we watched it a couple more times before
yeah.
we look it up.
I only watched it once,
probably
too.
Make our own theory.
But it seemed very interesting because I was like, what's going on? Because
it's always that supernatural like type of aspect from that. But, yeah, so New Jeans, they are finally going to have their album releasing very soon.
Tomorrow.
I think basically
yeah,
like
tomorrow.
The 21st. So, yeah, tomorrow. Like
yeah.
when this podcast
It'd
comes
like
out, like end
nine.
Of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that I'm excited for whenever that gets shipped out. Like everyone has probably who's heard the other episodes. Yes, I ordered practically every
you ordered
version.
Every version because they're all
one
so
of
cute.
Each, please. All in, take it,
cute.
Charge it.
You have to.
So yeah, I got myself five different pairs of bags.
There's
got,
five of them.
I think there's like
it's
a color.
Three.
Oh, is there really? Okay,
blue,
thank God.
Blue, white, and pink.
I thought thank God. Maybe it's better that way. Like, I don't even know. I just ordered one of everything. I know I'm going to get the anime versions of for, like, the Weverse albums. And I'm looking forward to, like, the Powerpuff one. It looks cute, too. Also, IVE did release their Pepsi song. And what I was expecting to be similar in terms of the advertising aspect of New Jeans for Zero.
Yeah.
Where literally the chorus is Coca-Cola. Like,
yes.
quote unquote, they say Coca-Cola.
Right.
And they repeat it and repeat it and get it into your head. And they drill it in there till you buy and drink some Coke Zero. But for IVE, we watched the music video. I mean, Pepsi was everywhere.
Yeah.
If you only heard this song on the radio or on Spotify or wherever you were listening to this and you did not see the video, you would not even know it's an advertisement.
No, it just sounds like a normal Ive song.
Let alone for even Pepsi. Like, it just sounds like a normal song. Yeah. The lyrics are completely normal, and there's nothing about soda or Pepsi anywhere. No.
Yeah, so.
It's very Pepsi in the music video, but like.
Yeah, because they're drinking it. They have it on their shirts.
I looked up the lyrics. The translations, just to double check, make sure I'm not going crazy. Yeah, there's no Pepsi. So, it's an Ive song. But I guess sponsored by Pepsi? I have no idea. Maybe the music video itself is just the advertisement.
I think so.
But I like it. Sounds like an Ive song. Mm-hmm. It sounds very Ive-ish. So that also happened. I think for the most part, that might be pretty much it for just all the small talk in terms of, you know, non-BTS and non-Stray Kids at this point. Mm-hmm. Because I know Hailey has a lot ready to go for Stray Kids.
Yeah. So,
especially with Sasaeng.
Sadly, it's very negative.
And Ake's. Mm-hmm. So there's that. And this is the midway point where I would do throw out where and where you can find us, which is basically all streaming platforms for podcasts. This is the Permission to Stand podcast. Your hosts are Hailey. Is that your name?
Hailey. Yes.
Hailey. And I guess people call me Joko, mm-hmm. which is a combination of my first name and my last name, the first syllables. And we also have some social media stuff, Hailey.
Yes, Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
We currently have some videos. We usually upload a lot of videos from our concert experiences, which are a lot of fun, and some random stuff in between. Mm-hmm. Obviously, my last concert experience was Twice.
Yeah, but you've been uploading some New Jeans memes.
A little bit. And also, we do... we actually post a ton of reels because, you know, that's what people do on Instagram.
Yeah, that's the Unless thing you're a boomer. Now. It's reels and stories only.
Yeah, so we barely have, like, we kind of have some posts, but definitely, like, if you follow us on Instagram already, you already know, and you've been seeing all these fun K-pop related memes and videos and reels, and it's awesome. It's a lot of fun for us, too. Mm-hmm. Whenever we find it, we just kind of throw it there. So that's been fun. And also people have been reacting to it. People reply back. And it's cool communicating with all of you. And we appreciate it because it shows that people are like actually enjoying it. And it's cool because we do read all these ratings and reviews. So we appreciate all your guys' kind words. And, you know, like us hanging out with you because some people say it's just like hanging out with friends. And that's what ultimately I wanted it to sound like.
That's what the vibe was supposed to be.
So I'm glad you're catching that vibe because we definitely are hanging out right now together. And yeah, so appreciating all the reviews, hit that notification bell and leave us a rating and all that good stuff. We really appreciate it. So I think it's time for some BTS. Mm-hmm. One very specific BTS member has been
very, very active.
Very, very active. Making waves throughout the globe, throughout the universe, possibly. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Cookie Jungkook. Mm-hmm. Because he had finally released Seven.
He did.
It feels like it's been out for weeks now. But no, it's just
last week.
It hasn't been a full week since of this recording, which is crazy to me. Yes, the music video came out. And that's with Suhi. Mm-hmm. Song is very catchy. Like, I enjoy and I love how catchy it is.
It's all English.
And it's all English, yeah. They said it was going to be.
Yes, and they did. I don't know why I still was surprised when I heard it. I was like, oh, it's all English.
There wasn't any Korean. Mm-hmm. The music video was really fun, too, to watch. It was entertaining as hell.
Jungkook is so funny,
Jungkook is a simp in that video.
He is.
He just wants...
He wants the love and affection of his Suhi. Girlfriend, Suhi. Then,
oh, you know what? I mean, like, I guess we could... We'll talk about that right now. So, yes, I mean, like, the music video itself was funny as hell. Like, it's just talking about Monday through Friday and Saturday, Sunday. Yes. 7 days a week, basically.
7 days a week. Yeah, because that's why it's called Seven. So, like, initially when I heard the title of it, I was like, oh, is he going to be, like, talking about, you know, the seven members?
Yeah, that's what I thought,
And it wasn't at all. It was seven days a week.
They got us good. They got us good. Jungkook, you got us.
So basically, he wants the love and affection and attention of his girlfriend.
Yes. He's very, very clingy. Also,
extremely clingy.
Yes, we know about the explicit version. Yes. In the back of your head, you're probably thinking like, oh, do they know about it? Or are we going to talk about it? Of course we are. But we'll talk about it after this.
That's the version that I prefer, actually.
That's the version every person in the world probably prefers. Mm-hmm. Unless you have your kids in the car.
Yeah, very innocent. Yeah.
Okay, so anyways, but yeah, back to the story. Like, it's funny to me, like, he's just super clingy and stuff when all, like, this chaos and everything's going on. He just wants her attention. Mm-hmm. He even goes, like, so far as to fake his own death.
Yes.
Have a funeral with Lotto? I don't even know. I guess I'm a boomer because am I considered a boomer? Because I have no idea. I've never heard of her before. But she's good. I like her part. Yes. And, like, she did really well. I really liked her.
She's very cool.
And her like, rap part was really good, too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so she was even at the quote unquote funeral too. This man faked his own funeral to get Suhi to come.
Yeah, so at least she showed up to his funeral.
And then
the coffin opened.
The coffin popped open. I lost it.
And she like rolled her eyes back. She's just
lost because he was like smiling and seeing in the coffin. I lost it. That was the fucking funniest thing ever. And then like it was just him simping. And at the end.
Yeah, at the end she like gave in. She held out her hand to him and then they walked away
happily
together.
Ever after in the rain and chaos. Mm-hmm. So that was a great video. And like I said, the song is just so catchy, like the beat itself. Mm-hmm. It's very
Craig David.
Well, that's the first thing. It's funny because Haley said like it reminded her of Craig David.
Yeah,
like
when
beat,
I first
the BPM
heard it.
And the type of mm-hmm. beat style, yeah, the rhythm and everything, it's similar to Craig David's.
And
style.
I'm glad I wasn't the only one thinking that. That's, because one of our other friends,
that's what blew my mind.
Yeah. Well, you didn't even mention anything to her. She's like, it's giving Craig David vibes. And I was like, oh my God, that's exactly what I said.
See, you and Melissa have the same mind kind of thing. Especially because she's an OG like you are, mm-hmm. especially with K-pop.
Yeah.
And that's why it was interesting, too. And then, like, we have another friend from the UK. Mm-hmm. She's not a big fan of Craig David. So, obviously, she wasn't much a big fan as this. But
she's even said that it sounded like
it sounded
him,
like
too.
It, yeah.
That's why she
that's
doesn't
why
like
she
it.
She was not as much of a fan. Which is, like, it's a little crazy to me because I really like it. And I think here in America, we enjoyed Craig David. Because it wasn't the genre that our friend from the UK said. It's called UK Garage.
Yeah.
I didn't even know about that. I never heard of that because I guess it's something more locally known within that side of the globe.
Yeah.
Literally, because I told her, I was like, I'd never heard of that.
No.
What Craig David is here in the US when he came out
like
R&B? The 2000s, R&B.
Because like
R&B
I was,
pop.
I was still in Australia when he came out, and he was very, very popular in Australia, too.
And don't get Craig me David. Wrong. Haley saw, like, we played immediately Craig David, Fill Me In, right after we listened to Jungkook. I know the damn lyrics.
Yeah. What was the other song?
I know all of it.
The one where he's naming the days of the week, too.
Is it 7?
Is it? I don't freaking remember. But Craig David has one, too, that he says the days of the week. So I think that's kind of the reason why it reminded me of that as well. But, yeah. You're looking it up.
It's literally called 7 Days.
Oh, Craig David's one?
Yeah.
Damn, okay.
So it's very similar. Mm-hmm. but yeah, so that's what the kind of vibes we heard of. It's like, it'd be funny if some people who listen to this podcast have no idea because they're too young that they don't, like, who the hell is Craig David?
Oh my God. Because
I mean, Craig David was out when I was like in elementary school.
Yeah, a long time ago.
So I'm not even going to get into detail the years and everything. You have your own smartphone. You look it up. But it was really great, like Jungkook's thing. And yes, we will talk about it soon.
Yes,
we will. Like hold your horses. We know about the explicit version. It was fucking awesome, literally. But I wanted to bring up, it sucked for Suhi. Like, it doesn't suck because she got to hold her hand and everything. She got so much hate from the crazy. Like, these are also, it blends into the topic we're going to be talking about for Stray Kids. We're talking about Sasangs and Ake here at this point. They, like, were commenting and blowing up her Instagram after the video. So much hate.
That's horrible. So, like, all those army.
Toxic army. Okay.
They went to her Instagram. They're like, fuck you. Like, why are you are you touching Jungkook?
Leave him alone. Yeah.
They're leaving a lot of, like, those vomiting emojis sticking their finger, their middle finger up.
All this shit.
Like, I just kept scrolling, and there was so much. I was like, are these people for real?
They are for real. The funny one to me was, like, even some of the people who are, like, random shippers, like, Taekook.
Yeah.
They're like, Jungkook is only for, like, for Taehyung only.
Are these people, like, are they really for real? Are they that fucking psycho?
I'm
like,
sure,
I know I'm delusional I'm sure, sometimes, but I know, like, my ground. I know how to touch grass and stuff like that, but then...
You're on the on our planet still, yeah. Because you understand.
I'm like,
no,
what?
Some of these people are in their own fucking universe.
How old are these people? No, I'm
20%. I know 20% has to be trolls, which is funnier because they're at least they're trolling. The 80% is the sad part.
No, that's that actually... are like
really like threatening her and saying all this shit, yeah. Because they are delusional in thinking.
What, they think they have a chance with Jungkook?
Yeah, like
or like or Jungkook is like to be untouched forever by another girl.
Like he's like a god or something, like kind of thing, which is the literal idol, right?
Yeah, he is.
So I mean, at this point, yeah, that's it sucks for her. But at the same time, I'm sure she knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
She knew what she was signing up for. That's why I like her even more. So she's like...
probably just ignored it.
Of course. She's like going to probably just leave it all there. She's not going to get sensitive about it. But she knows. She knew what she was playing with. So awesome for her. And shout out to her because she did a good job. Oh, also, one dancer caught my eye. And oh, actually, one of my other friends brought it up. So one of the backup dancers for Jungkook was a dancer that I had followed and I really liked ever since America's Best Dance Crew season mm-hmm. 2. I had watched the actual recordings. I was in the studios for the recordings for a lot of that show.
Is that the same
That's season 1. Season 1 is Jabberwocky. So Real Crew had Brian Puspos. Brian Puspos is one of the
Filipino famous dancer, right?
Yes. Yeah. And I've been following him obviously since my college years. So like for over like almost like over 10 years almost. Mm-hmm. I've been following this dude. And it's crazy. And it was so cool and humbling to see him like perform with Jungkook. Because I even like went to his like dance, like one of his like classes like a long ass time ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was just cool to see him. I was like, wait, is that... Someone pointed out, one of our friends. I was like, wait, what?
It's and then Brian I was like, Puspos.
As soon as I saw it and I finally looked behind Jungkook, I was like, that's Brian Puspos.
Yeah.
I was like,
and
that's
him. And then you go
him.
To his page and he's like putting it on his stories, on his posts.
Yeah, that's why I was like,
even
oh my God.
Even his wife was posting
it. Was freaking awesome. So that was another cool moment to kind of see like someone that you followed and like, you know, you kind of, I kind of did look up to him because he was, I like his really style good. And how he was. His, I mean, like, it's already crazy enough that he helped choreograph, like, some of Jimin's stuff.
Yeah, he did Serendipity
so,
for Jimin.
Because his style is very unique.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a very, it's more like ballet and performance
it's very
art.
Flowy, yeah, the movement.
Like, so it's kind of like that. And he does, like, he's really good at everything, pretty much. But, like, his is more a unique style. So it was cool to see him. And apparently, his wife, Aja mm-hmm. Dang, who's also like huge, like she's really famous too, like a model.
Mm-hmm.
She also said and mentioned that Jungkook had asked for Brian Puspos.
Right, he like handpicked him.
So he handpicked the dancers, the backup dancers. So that's really cool. So shout out to Brian Puspos because man, I ran into Brian Puspos at Comic-Con once.
Mm.
I just said hi to him. And that was it. Oh. I should have taken a picture or asked him something, but we're so busy. You know, you weren't there, but obviously, like, you know, you've been to Comic-Con. We've gone together. It's too much to be able to stop because there's just so much going on. It's like, plus, I think we were on our way to go somewhere, the people who I was with. So it's like, it's hard. Like,
right.
It's lucky enough that I just saw him outside.
You can say hi.
I waved, said hi. Like,
I would be happy if I could just see Stray Kids and just say hi to them.
I wish I talked to them more, but yeah, I didn't, but it's cool to see that. And so finally, yes, we'll get to it now. The explicit version.
Yes.
Hopefully you weren't listening to it with your parents in the car. Because, man. So literally, if you, like, Jungkook, he's not loving you.
In the normal version, it's like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. He's loving you 7 days a week.
So he's loving you, but we didn't know the type of love he's talking about. This man is talking about love making
yes.
to you.
So in the explicit version, he says, fucking you 7 days a week.
And all the
every minute, every hour, every second.
I love it because every meme I've seen with the explicit version has been so funny.
It's so fucking funny. I've been like...
All the ones that are funny to me, like the dad listening to it. Also the ones where the girls are walking out of their room.
Yeah.
Like tired and dying. Like, or like...
They've been
like,
drained like, by Jungkook.
Like walking, like, you know, like the walk of shame. Like,
yeah.
There's like
it's
legs
like,
spread.
If you guys have seen White Chicks, You're going to need a wheelchair, basically, after being done with Jungkook.
7 days. Yeah. Every hour, every minute, every second. So, yep. I mean, the explicit version, it was crazy because everyone probably watched the music video.
Yes.
Upon release. Mm-hmm. Then few people went to listen to it in Spotify, and I'm sure that's where people were like, wait, what?
Yeah, he said fucking.
There's a parenthesis.
Explicit.
Explicit version?
Yeah.
What is this? Mm-hmm. Yes, we tapped on it, we found out.
But honestly, so one of my other friends, so when she listened to the regular version, she was like, it's not what I was expecting. She's like, I would have thought something like, more from him. And then I was like, oh, did you listen to the explicit version? She's like, no, not yet. And then she listened to it. She's like, oh, I like the song way better now. This is Rachel.
Yeah,
she's like, oh, it's definitely better now with the explicit version. Well, it's just like it flows more. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like it really it feels like that the explicit version,
it's
it was what
one word
the explicit version was like what it was originally.
Yes.
And then they kind of just had to PG
it. Yeah.
It was great though.
But he sang it, the explicit version, at his show.
It was cool.
He probably wouldn't have been able to do that in Korea.
Oh, hell no.
It has to be the loving one.
Not to mention, he also performed Euphoria.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of Lucky Army also touched him. He was like grabbing hands and everything. It was awesome.
Yeah, he was.
He knows how to perform.
That one chick, almost having a heart attack.
She almost passed out.
She held his hand. She was, holding on to the chair for dear life.
She was literally, for real. She was about to move on to the next life.
Yeah, she's going to ascend.
Someone hold her down.
She's going to ascend.
It was great. I think he had a great time. We even talked about it a little bit. People were lining up days before he was even in America. Mm-hmm. So, if you were there, damn. Props to you. I don't know how the hell you did it.
Yeah. Hopefully you got to touch him.
And it was great. So I think for the most part, Jungkook did a great job. It was a fantastic and very successful solo debut.
Yes.
For in terms of that. So that's all I have to say.
Speaking of people lining up days in advance.
Uh-oh.
Well,
is it Stray Kids time?
Yes, it is.
Stray Kids time. Let's do it.
So as you know, from this recording, when you guys listen to it, they would have performed for Lollapalooza in Paris. But, so 5 days before this festival, there's already stays that are lining up. And they hadn't even left Korea yet. They left and arrived in Paris just today. But 5 days before this, people were camping already.
Well, to be fair, even though I know, Haley would never... To be fair, I feel like JYP always leaves out Europe.
Yeah.
For their quote unquote world tours.
Did
so
Twice
like
go? No, right?
I don't think so. Because our friends from Europe, especially Yasmin, she would have went to see them.
Did they not?
Well,
I don't remember.
The thing is though, Stray Kids, I mean
they haven't gone there.
Stays
yet.
In Europe. Are very hungry.
Oh, wait. No, they did go there. They went to Mnet. No, what is that one? Music Bank Paris.
Oh, that's true.
Like a few months
ago. But I mean, that's like a show, too. It's
but this is a festival also. It's not just Stray Kids.
No, but they'll perform more songs. And they're headlining, right?
They are headlining.
So how many hours is that?
It's supposed to be 75 minutes set.
So that's longer than an award show.
No, I know.
So there you go. These hungry stays were just waiting to get fed. For 5 days, because they've been starving.
I don't freaking know. I wouldn't be able to do that. I'm just gonna go there and turn up the day off.
So Lollapalooza, though. So there you go.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
And Paris, right?
Yeah, because the one in Chicago is the one with New Jeans.
Let's not get started with that. I don't want to think about that. Happy thoughts.
Okay. So I don't think there's gonna be an official stream for it. So we. Gonna have to rely on fan cams.
I thought Lollapalooza does that,
though. I don't think so, though. There's been, reports on, all those Stray Kids fan pages I've seen that they're saying that there isn't going
to be.
There's
no hope.
But we'll see. I don't know for sure because, this is just rumored, so.
You'll never know until, official news or, the day of.
Right.
Okay.
And then, so when they arrived in Paris today, I saw some fan cams and I noticed the difference from when Stray Kids go back to Korea compared to, like, if they're flying somewhere else. Like, the people in Paris, they weren't even, like...
There was a big difference.
They weren't even, like, barricaded off, but they're just standing there really respectful and then just letting stray kids
and
walk
waving.
Past and
Hi.
Waving and filming how it should be, whereas whenever they go to Korea, they're, like, freaking bombarded with all these people trying to,
fighting for their lives.
Trying to freaking get really close to them, and then, like, the security guards are just pushing them out of the way.
Even with, when
Jungkook with
that one crazy lady that
she
ran.
She looked old, too.
Yeah, I know. That's why. It's like,
she's, like, living in her Delulu land, and she's, like, trying to run to Jungkook like it was one of those romantic fucking movies or something, and then the security guard just blocked her. I was like, what are these people thinking he's gonna do, like, open up his arms and give you a hug? I don't freaking know. It's so weird.
So it's different seeing the it was nice to see in Europe, like, how, like, respectful,
yeah,
and they gave, like, space, so
mm-hmm.
that was cool.
And I'm sure stray kids themselves are very, like, you know, happy about that too, because, like, damn, they deal with a lot of freaking shit when they go back to Korea. And then, so they're rumored to be performing with a live band, but they performed with a live band here too for their encore.
Yeah, they did.
Right?
It was
yeah.
really good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I still think of Stray Kids and Twice and, like, you know, BTS,
and
Blackpink.
Mm-hmm.
When
with
they had, like,
band.
A live band, it's mm-hmm. like, wow. It's like a different, the atmosphere, it feels like a real concert.
It sounds so good.
It sounds amazing. Oh my God, when Twice finally had a live band.
Yeah,
it was an
different.
Eargasm.
Yeah.
It was a total eargasm. But yeah, so that's, I mean,
I
expected Stray Kids
because,
to have it.
And then because it's a festival too,
yeah.
so.
They've had, you know, like, a live band before.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they most likely will have one again.
And they're rumored to be performing Hall of Fame, which is the first song on their new album, Five Star. I really like that song, so I'm hoping there's good fan cam so we can hear it and see, like, if there's choreo. And then moving on, so Changbin, this was last week, so obviously he's with them there in Paris, but he was reported to be sick with a cold and body aches last week, so he was unable to attend the Star River Video fan call event and then also the in-person fan sign in China.
How devastated would you be as a Changbin bias?
I would be so sad.
To find
sad.
Out that your bias got sick and is not going to be at the fan call event that you probably
spent thousands of dollars to freaking
to
win just to be able to talk
to
him.
Even have a chance to win. Not even win. Like, you have to still get lucky as hell.
If that was me and that was the only one I decided, like, okay, I'm going to try to win this so I can get to talk to him. And then he's not even there.
How would you feel?
I would kill myself.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
No.
Let's not get that.
I wouldn't.
Too far,
but
really.
I'd be very, very upset. But of course, I'd be happy because I'd still be able to talk to the other members. But, so they had that fan sign in China.
Uh-oh.
It was, like, I think mentioned maybe, like, a month ago. And a lot of stay were wanting to boycott this fan sign event. Because, like, I think in June, they had reported that. And so this is the one that Joko was talking about. The Akke.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pause.
Yes.
Really? Akke and Saseng.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I think I've been
yeah,
saying
I
it
think
incorrectly.
We've been pronouncing it wrong this whole time.
Saseng is what
yeah.
I think we said. Saseng.
Saseng.
So okay, so let's go through some K-pop terminology. Akke.
Akke. So this is basically a solo stan and someone who only likes one member of the group and hates, like, actually hates the rest of the members.
Loathes and, like, he's jealous of
yeah.
the other members. And yeah, so it's a single person stan.
So, like,
akke.
Yeah, akke basically translates to a malicious fan. So, like, all their intent is very malicious and very, like, not good at all. There's, like, nothing good about it.
And what about Saseng?
So Saseng,
we've talked about them,
they're
too.
They're also not
they're,
good.
It's also on the, they're, I
they're
mean,
more
for the most part, they're all extreme
side,
sides. Yes.
Yeah, of being a fan, quote-unquote fan. But so Saseng are more of those ones who are obsessive stalker fans. And, like, Saseng comes from, like, the word private life. So Sasengs are going to be invading the idol's private
life. We're talking about those crazy people who send them, like, letters.
Yes, they
use their period blood. Yeah. But the ones that call Jungkook on his lives,
that they know where they're staying. They stay in the same hotel. They wait and hang out, like, just to see them. So those people are sussing. So they're not actually, you know, trying to like hurt the members. But
still creepy as hell.
Still fucking crazy, because like, you're invading someone's personal life. Like, how would you like it if someone was just standing outside your house looking through your window?
Very unhealthy.
Yeah, so
extreme and unhealthy types of K-pop stans. So
like, the reason why these stay were trying to boycott this fan meet was because back in June, an Akke fan off Hyunjin, specifically Hyunjin.
Let's talk about this too really quick. Mm-hmm. In China,
yes,
Hyunjin is
god.
Very popular. Yes. He's very, very popular amongst all the Stray Kids members.
Yes, like, he is the top.
If anything, it's not even Stray Kids. It's just Hyunjin.
But no, that's not completely true. It's like Hyunjin and then like the other members, of course. Like, not all C-stays are there are ones there that want to see the whole group.
We're not talking about you like,
no,
you know,
we're just talking about
you're
the
one of, you're one of us. Yeah. It's the Akke.
Yeah, so specifically, like, Hyunjin's popularity over there is very, very, very big. And then I think the next one is Felix, and then Lino, and then the other members are just, you know,
thrown in together.
Just there for the Akkes. But so there's this website. I think it's like a blogging site. It's called Weibo. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but
yeah, you probably
it's Weibo.
Okay, move on, please.
So one of these Akke fans of Hyunjin was planning to hurt Felix by shining a laser in his eyes cause blindness, and then there was actual proof, and I saw these posts because someone had screenshotted it. And then it was saying that he was showing the, I don't even know, it was a he or a she, but then basically they were showing the laser pointer that they bought.
What the
And they're like, it was
Haley is currently showing me the actual post. What the shit?
And then so this person was like, and it's hashtag like Stray Kids fan sign in Qingdao, which is where the fan sign was going to be. He's like, they were like, I bought the laser pen. We'll use it on Felix. Blindness is permanent. Don't worry. For the rest, let's see who gets nominated most in the comments. Maybe I'll consider them to actually hurt the other members too.
And to put in perspective why they aim for Felix is because Hyunlix is huge.
Yes.
Felix and Hyunjin are very close.
Yeah.
And very like good friends and very close with each other.
Right.
So obviously there's that element of jealousy and anger and craziness coming from Akke.
These Akke fans also posted stuff like, if Hyunjin ever cries or if he ever loses a hair on his head, I'm going to kill Felix. Leave Felix. Like, they were even doing death threats like that. So like, of course, like all regular stays caught wind of this and then were sending all these screenshots and emailing, you know, like it went
viral. They're sending
it
to JYP, weren't they also?
JYP Entertainment.
Yeah,
actual JYP, the entertainment company.
They imagine you're like, they're trying to get they're like posting all over JYP's Instagram. No, they're talking about the company.
Yeah,
right.
So the company itself is at fault, not JYP himself. But they were sending this like, please don't send them to China. Like, it's not safe. They're like, gonna get hurt.
Endangered.
Like, something's gonna happen. Like, of course it was ignored, because like, they're probably like, nothing's gonna happen. But then, lo and behold, people have videos when the fan sign... So nothing happened at the actual fan sign, but it was when Stray Kids were leaving the venue. And it was nighttime already, so it's very, very easy to see the laser pointers.
Oh my god.
People caught on camera, like, the laser pointer was supposed to be aimed at Felix, but he had gone inside the car already. So it was, like, more so on Bang Chan.
Of course it would be on Bang Chan. Chan is always unlucky when it comes to the China shit
too. But he's fine. They're all okay. But the point is that it happened. So there, people are saying like, hopefully something will be done about this, because they were trying to warn JYP Entertainment and it actually happened. So like, they should take action, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, because they just got lucky,
They're endangering their artists.
Like the members, like the artists got lucky that no one actually got hurt.
Right.
I mean, there was actual malicious intent.
Right.
Right? Like, it actually happened. Mm-hmm. It's just the opportunity or, like, the timing or the aiming, I guess, in this case.
Yeah, it was definitely the aiming. I was watching the video. It was, like, on the fucking, like, the building. And I was like, you know, like, their aim is not good, thank God. But then it was like, they were trying to.
It was completely off. But the fact that it actually happened. Yeah. Let's talk about that.
So, but, I mean, like, there hasn't been anything. And obviously, like, there's articles, like, official articles from, like, big, you know, companies that cover K-pop that have been posting it, like, such as Koreaboo. So I hope, like, you know, JYP Entertainment sees it and, like, sees that it's actually kind of serious, because this had actually happened to EXO way back in the day before, too. And I don't know if anything was done about it either. They were at a concert, and then people were actually doing the laser pointers while they were performing.
It's like, what? Like, I don't like, it blows my mind. Yeah. Like, especially if they're not going to do anything, it sucks even more. Because, like, what if one of them actually gets permanent damage?
Yeah.
That's going to be the worst.
I know. That's it. Then they can't do anything.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Can you imagine?
Yeah, but so thankfully they're okay. I don't know. I mean, it's not fair to say, like, don't send them to China. But it's just, like, be, like, more aware, like, these things can happen. Have better, like, you know, protection for the artists. Especially if there's been threats, you know? Like, what happens if something, like, actually permanently damages them? That's
One of the artists. You guys, yeah. It's not going to look good for the company, and it screws over that person.
Right.
Like, their life is going to change for the worse forever. So,
hopefully
they catch that person or, like, something.
I don't know.
I don't understand. That's, like, blows my mind.
Yeah. And then, we're still talking about, like, okay, fans. During the actual fan sign, this was, like, really sad for me to watch.
Oh, shit. Yep.
Yeah, so there's, like, there's an opportunity for you as the fan to, like, take a photo. It's a group photo with, it should have been four of the members, but then because Changbin is not there. So they were divided into, it was, like, a group of Hyunjin, Lino, and Ian. And then the other group was Chan, Han, Seungmin, and Felix. So the one with Hyunjin, this is the only video that surfaced. Because a lot of people were, like, trying to boycott it and, like, not post stuff from the fan sign. Just to, like, to boycott it, basically. But there was this one that surfaced and someone...
I remember when you showed this to me. I was like,
ooh. I was so mad.
It's really hard to... It's, like, cringe. Super cringy.
It's very cringe. So there were these two girls. They had the chance to take a photo with Hyunjin, Lino, and Ian. Like, how fucking amazing is that to be able to take... Go on stage, take a picture with them, and they're, like, they're standing close to you. But then the fans, all these akkays, just were close to Hyunjin only.
They went to, like, they were literally...
They specifically went to Hyunjin.
They were literally only posing with Hyunjin, and it's, like, Lino and Ian. They were just
on the side. Like, and then they noticed it, too, because, like, once the photo was taken, and then the girl was still, like, trying to, like, hold out a heart, or, like, her hand to be held by Hyunjin. And then Ian and then Lino, like, literally took a step back so the fan could just be with Hyunjin, even though it's supposed to be a freaking group photo. I don't know. Hyunjin was, like, really nice about it. But
who knows what they say behind closed doors about it? We don't know. But
it
I'm
was
sure
really shitty to see.
As a group, I'm sure, like, it makes Hyunjin feel bad.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Like,
a little
guilty.
I'm sure he's aware of it, too. Like, he's very, very popular.
It makes the other members feel like shit.
Yeah, because it's like, I mean, I know there's always going to be, like, a ranking for any kind of idol group that we like. But the thing is that we may have our biases, but I like them as a whole group. I wouldn't want any of the members to, like, you know, leave or anything to happen to them.
It's just so, like, I feel like it's disrespectful.
It is.
Which it is. And it just sucks.
They completely ignored Lino and Ian. Like, they weren't even there.
I would, like, if you're Hyunjin bias, like, shit, at least, like, you know, sure, make a heart, but, you know, include the other members. It was really weird.
It was so awkward.
Even, like, one of the girls did not even acknowledge the other two members.
Not,
like,
at all.
When they walked off the stage. Yeah. Like, didn't thank them or say hi. Luckily,
so
one of them was,
up.
I guess,
yeah,
kind of nice enough to
them.
Wave and, like,
but
bow.
Still.
But, like, it's like only Hyunjin existed.
Yeah.
It was wild to see because that shit would not fly here internationally anywhere.
Another stupid thing that happened was, like, I guess one of these Akke fans just gave their number to Hyunjin.
Oh,
like, what do you expect from that? He's gonna call you, really?
Yeah, throw that shit away right when you walk away.
But yeah, so that's
it's the delusion though of the Ake and Sasangs, and it's just like it still blows my mind. But I'm like, you know, it makes me like think like, man, it sucks because like they don't do any of this here, like anywhere outside of Asia. It feels like, because obviously now they did it in China.
No, I know.
Like Korea, Japan. Of course they do it in Korea and Japan. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I wish they had like these fan meets for like, you know, global fans. Like the opportunity. Because I know a lot of global stay will have the decency and the respect.
Yes.
To like, you know, not do or pull any of this bullshit.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not just saying that. That happens in China. Because I was telling Joko, this had happened to Bahi.
Oh, that was sad too.
In Korea also.
And Bahi, if you're not too familiar, she's the younger sister of Kai.
Yes, from TXT.
She's in Mnet's group.
Kepler. Yeah, so they had a fan meet. This was, I think, in 2021.
So if you don't know her already, she's like the one that looks obviously half
Korean and half white. So, and she obviously stands out. She always has like the blonde hair. She's super pretty and super cute. It's like, who wouldn't like her? But basically what happened at this fan meet,
oh man, like she it was sucks.
You know, they have a table set up for all the members, and then the fans can bring gifts, they can bring them like props to wear and take pictures with wearing them. Like, for instance, people bring them like Pokemon or like Hello Kitty, like ears and stuff like that.
Yes, I'm sure many of you have seen those videos, like with your favorite artists.
Yes,
like, even back in the day, like even BTS, Blackpink, like they had all this
right
stuff.
And then like you sit down as a fan in front of the member, and then you talk to them, and then you sign stuff. But Bahi, she got nothing. She got no gifts.
She was just sitting there.
She didn't know what to do. She was just like looking around. Like, I saw videos and I wanted to cry because I was like, what the heck? That is so mean.
It's really
That's
sad.
That's like mean girl fucking like vibes.
And that, like, for reals, after watching that, it's like, I'm, you know, like, it just shows. Like, it shows how professional she is.
Yeah.
So I had more respect for her.
But can you imagine but like that? Like, her heart was probably, like, breaking. I bet she wanted to cry.
Well, of course. That would probably be natural.
And then the thing is, like, she's freaking huge here in the U.S. and globally.
She's
like,
really popular internationally.
She's so popular. Like, a lot of people bias her. So it's just, like, I guess her looks maybe in Korea, they just didn't like it.
The big thing that I always, when these kind of things come up with Haley, like when she shows it to me, it's like I always tell her like, man, if only they like did this in America. And I feel like the main reason they didn't do it here in America, and they don't do it a lot, even though they should, is because we're further away.
Yeah.
Obviously, like flying from Korea to Japan to China, the flight is like an hour, probably less. I don't even know.
1 or 2 hours.
Like compared to like a half a day flight coming here.
I know, it's far. But I mean, there have been like Hello 82 has done fan meets for
ATEEZ
and NMIX.
It's like crazy because it's possible.
It is possible.
They've done it here. Like, why don't they do it for more of the artists that come here?
I don't know.
Twice and Stray Kids, like maybe it's really hard because it's already huge now. But shit, Stray Kids is huge. They did it in China.
Right.
What are you going to tell me? You can't argue against me because they literally just did it.
Exactly.
So I don't.
And they still do it in Korea. So
I don't understand what the like are the like I don't are they scared of us? Like, do they think we're going to do something crazy?
I don't know.
Because that's crazier to me to see their artists disrespected.
Because it's not like Stray Kids doesn't come here. They're always freaking coming here to L.A. They've filmed freaking music videos here, so like, why not set up a fan meet too? I know they're busy, but then there is a possibility for them to have one day set aside to do like a fan meet here in
Easily.
The U.S.
No,
in California.
It's just you have to schedule it and make it happen. That's why shout outs to I forgot ATEEZ's company. I know they did it under Hello 82, but of course, they had to get the permission and like work with them to make it happen.
But NMIX is JYP.
But I mean, that's you know, it sucks because it's like I know they're the smaller group and like they're the newer group. It's probably JYP thinking like we got to do whatever it takes globally to get them out there and have people interact with them. That was a really cool event.
Yeah.
To have been part of. I know a couple of our friends went to that, and that was earlier on where, you know, I was not, like, a huge fan of them at that time, too. I didn't listen to them as much. But the fact that they had something like that, it's nice to see that there's kind of hope. And God, I am hoping
Eugene's.
Seraphim and Eugene's.
Eugene's would freaking make sense. But then they're...
It's like, because they're Eugene's, they're targeting us.
I know.
Like, we're the demographic. We're the age group and demographic.
Yes.
They are specifically targeting. It's the West.
Hello, Powerpuff Girls.
It's the West and the and the Gen... What are we? Gen Z?
Yeah.
Like, it's that's what it is. It's Gen Z and the West. Like, because I mean, a lot of Eugene's videos, they get filmed like in European countries. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the
they're very global already.
I'm just waiting, please. I'm waiting. I'm hoping for the best for next year because that's what I'm expecting.
Yeah, hopefully, Le Sserafim will continue their tour and not just be in Asia.
Yeah, let's just hope that it's one of those things where we're extending the tour. Yeah, here we come,
going
America.
Europe and America.
I don't care what city it is in America.
Yeah, well,
we are going. We're going.
Yeah. Obviously.
And
that's it.
That's the episode.
Yes.
Mic drop. We're done. But hopefully, I mean, fingers crossed, one day we get... I would love for you to hopefully meet them, talk to them one day, like Stray Kids.
Oh, I know.
I mean, like, even KCON, at least I'm getting a high touch with, like, ITZY.
Ive,
Enmix. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, ITZY and Ive are fairly huge.
I mean, yeah, KCON is trying. And I don't think at KCON this year they'll have the plexiglass because why would they? Because people are not wearing masks anymore.
Even KCON in other countries.
No,
the
KCONs
in other countries don't even have it. So
that's
better be an actual goddamn
knock that
touch.
Shit down. Be like, bitch,
I swear
want to touch them. It's a high touch. I'm not touching them. This is the glass.
Fingers crossed. I really think that it won't be.
I don't think so because people don't even freaking wear masks here anymore.
So,
mandatory. It's not mandatory.
I'm super excited because when I do this, I have high touch. We really like three of us, two of our other friends who are doing I have high touch along with me. We're wearing like their jackets.
Mm-hmm.
We like not custom order. We ordered like very similar jackets to not the Kitsch jacket,
mm-hmm.
but their debut jacket,
mm-hmm.
which is like a Letterman style. It's all red.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're getting the custom I patch,
mm-hmm.
the letter I for Ive. It's like a lowercase. And we all have like t-shirts underneath of our bias members.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully Haley is going to be there to be able to record
well,
it for
you
us.
Can give me the thing.
I hope so. We're going to try to figure that
we'll
out
see.
The day of. But
yeah.
Fingers crossed because I'm hoping for that high touch. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
I mean like a high touch even for, I mean twice. The thing is they did have
they
it.
They did.
If KCON like 2017-18.
But I think Stray Kids did have it too, you know, in 2019.
Uh-oh.
But I wasn't there yet.
Uh-oh.
That was the only year that we didn't go KCON.
It
I don't
was
know what the
only year.
Fucking fuck I was doing.
what's wrong with me?
What's wrong with me?
I failed myself and all of the members. But,
damn,
I mean,
17 was there too.
17, that
bitch.
Crazy, that high touch
fuck
was.
What is wrong with me? What was I doing in 2019?
How dare you? How dare I?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I was really kind of really the only, but like I was really slowly getting into K-pop around that time.
Yeah.
So it would have been mostly you to take the lead.
But we went.
2018 and 2017.
Yeah, so
I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened either.
I don't know. But either way, let's just fingers crossed, hope for the best, and. I think that's it.
Yep.
So everyone, thank you for listening and joining us in this very educational episode. And thank you for joining us. Always leave us a like, a rating, subscribe, hit that notification bell. It's always appreciated. And everyone take care. Till the next episode, stay safe and
peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.